get a one personal space, two personal space, three.
Hey, hello, listeners. This is just a quick disclaimer for this week's episode. As anyone that's listened to the show before knows, there can be some adult language, and anyone that's listening for the first time, please keep that in mind. We tend to be ourselves and not filter, so occasionally a bad word might come out. If you have any children in the room, please put on some headphones or have them put on some headphones. Thank you.
That I don't even care about this. I'm not even interested in having this skin on my personal space.
You're listening to the IDP Guys with Sean, John, and Nathan, the Wizards of Fantasy Football. Your go-to source for the individual defensive player strategy. And now, three guys who could only make an NFL team on Madden.
All right, welcome back to episode 105 of the IDP Guys. My name is Nathan, and I'm joined today with Johnny.
Hi.
It's Sean.
How's it going, guys?
It is going. So, quick announcement. For anyone that's interested, we did this last year, but we're going to do it again this year. Playoff league on MFL. Basically, you're going to have, I got to make a decision is if you get one or two times with the player, and then it's just kind of like the old Yahoo salary cap style throughout the playoffs. And we're going to kick that off probably tonight, tomorrow, create the league, and we'll be sending it out via Twitter. So if you're following us on at IDP Guys, you'll be able to click the link and join up. Super exciting. So with that, let's launch into the show. And the question this week is, who were your semifinal heroes and confidence going into the finals?
Michael Thomas, huge hero.
Yeah, that was mine.
Yeah, he was incredible. Tannehill also rebounded really nicely. Jameis Winston, big time game. Kelce, Ingram, and Tremaine Edmonds. What about you, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, Michael Thomas, I have almost everywhere. Miles Sanders, I have a good number of places. We'll talk to him, talk about him a little later. I'm going to kind of hold off on some of these guys. I got them all covered under my over-under met expectations. So,
gotcha. So we'll get a little bit more into where I ended up when we talk about how I did this week. But you might get a sneak peek here because my hero is Robbie Gould for getting me 16 points and helping me over Johnny in the one league that I made it to the finals.
Exciting.
Yes.
This week's news.
Okay, another wonderful news week. Not really. More doom and gloom, more injury Grim Reaper. A lot of crazy shit this week, so let's get into it. First things first, I want to shout out Lamont87, at Lamont87, also known as Pod. Thank you, my friend, for getting me into those two leagues this year. I definitely, deeply appreciate it, and I'll be putting a Rampage arcade machine in my living room because of your good favor. So we definitely appreciate it. Me and Nate both, because we're going to play the shit out of that.
Yeah, we are.
Thank you, sir.
Love that game.
Moving on. Josh Gordon suspended for same shit, different year. Performance enhancing and drugs of substance abuse. Anyone surprised? I mean, we're obviously saddened, but anyone surprised?
I am, actually. I shouldn't be, but I am. I thought he had cleaned it up. I thought he was doing all right.
Is it for weed?
I didn't see. Did you guys see?
I don't think. No, but that doesn't qualify as PED.
Well, yeah, that's
right, because it was both. It was drug of abuse and enhancing.
Yeah, I guess I don't really know what it is, but either way, it's a sad end to his career. I think that's probably it for him.
Do you think this would have happened if he was on the Patriots?
I don't think it matters where he is. I think that this is a personal thing, and if it's not fixed, it's not a matter of location.
Yeah. It's a shame. It really is. He's a talented dude. So that happened. On a lighter note, The Art of Coaching came out on HBO last week. We were talking about this before the show a little bit. It was the Saban Belichick documentary. Really good stuff. Talked about, you know, some of the crazier shit they've come up with, like the offensive lineman eligible play that Alabama started and the Patriots used against the Ravens. Talked about some of their failures and how they dealt with them, like the kick six with Auburn in Alabama and putting Gronk out as safety last year against Miami for Belichick, and how they dealt with that and used that to their advantage going forward. Just really, really good documentary. I asked you guys, and not yet, but you're planning on watching it, right?
Yeah, that might be a project for tonight. We'll see.
Yeah, that's definitely on the list.
Yeah, really good. Highly recommend it. Into the injury Grim Reaper, Sheldon Rankins to IR. We had Davenport last week. It was Rankins right after that. That's not great. Any of you guys have Rankins? Had Rankins?
Yeah, I do. I think I have him in our sleeper league, to be honest.
You're trying to trade him.
Right. Not in that league. I wasn't.
I don't know. I saw that somewhere, but
yeah.
Unfortunate. He had kind of a down year too from the year prior, but hopefully he can rebound. Janoris Jenkins cut for stupidity. Terrell Suggs cut for I don't know why.
Didn't he just get picked up by the Chiefs?
Yeah. Suggs went to the Chiefs. Jenkins went to the Saints.
Gotcha.
Thoughts?
Not really interested either way, to be honest. I don't know. Neither of those. Terrell Suggs is just getting so old. Janoris Jenkins is on his third team now. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Not interested.
Jenkins is one of my guys. I'll stream if the matchup is right, but that's about it. Devontae Parker, four-year extension, and came back in a big way this week, two-touchdown game. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chase Young said he's going to return to college. Do we buy it?
No, he didn't. He didn't say that he was returning to college. He said that he's not thinking about the NFL draft right now. And
the plan,
I guess he
is to return.
He said the plan right now. He's not. It's not real. He's not going back to college.
I feel like this happens every year with one of the big names. They say this because they're are they heading towards the playoffs for Chase Young?
Oh yeah. They're in the semifinals.
Right. Right. So to keep like morale with the team, and it's probably just something that is said. So like,
I don't know.
That's exactly what I think it is. It's not necessarily it's that it looks good for him if he doesn't look like he's quitting on his team. Right. Where, like, if he starts answering questions about the draft, it's going to be the same shit that everyone deals with every year, where it's like, oh, but you quit on your team right when they needed you most. And it's like, okay, it's a bowl game. Like, they're not even in the playoffs. It's a bowl game. Nobody cares about this. And, like, I'm not risking my career over one meaningless game. Mm-hmm. But it always reflects poorly on the player in the eyes of the media and the fans, and it always becomes a thing. So this is just a way to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Right, but it's not just a bowl game. It's a national semifinal. So he's playing regardless. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know he's playing regardless, but if he goes out there and he starts talking about the NFL draft and all that stuff, and then they're going to question whether he's focused on football right now or whether he's focused on the future. If he has a bad game, they're going to wonder whether it's because he wasn't worried about his next opponent, he wasn't preparing, he was too worried about the NFL draft. Like, it's all just a media circus where, like, this time of year, people start looking for reasons to tear down all of these elite prospects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm sure his coaches are saying, like, don't focus on like the draft yet. Focus on this game. Mm. You know, let's play the next player or the next team. And then after that, you can think about the future.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to that 2-3 game, by the way. I think Oklahoma's going to get annihilated. What do you guys think?
I don't know, man. I'm really happy with the way this playoff lined up this year. I think it's going to be some really good games.
Yeah.
And I'm also really interested to see all of the quarterbacks.
Yeah, right. Right. Definitely. We got really lucky this year. Definitely.
Yep.
Okay, back to unlucky stuff. Jared Davis to IR. I know you guys just won't be able to sleep tonight with that, right?
I mean, everyone on the Lions is going to IR.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
Stafford just went to IR.
Yeah, that's on the list. Yep.
That's good to hear. I missed that.
Yep. Ryan Kerrigan to IR. He's a, I mean, there's good edge guys. There's bad edge guys. He's more towards bad for me.
I don't know. I like Ryan Kerrigan. He may not be the IDP monster, but he's a good player.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. Ryan Kerrigan's always one of the linebackers that's on my bench because he puts up enough numbers to, you know, get towards the top of the short list, but never enough confidence to actually play him.
Mm. All righty. Chris Godwin, hamstring, quote, doesn't look good. That's pretty big for championship week.
Yeah.
And plus, who says it doesn't look good? Like, who says that? That's just, oh, God.
Yeah,
that's like the opposite of what you're supposed to say.
Right, right. I mean, they're not playing for much anyway, but still, you don't want to give your opponent anything or anyone anything. That's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
So that sucks. Jordan Whitehead, also hamstring injury. He's probably not playing this week either. Alex Okafor, torn pec. He's gone. Wagner, Quandre Diggs, both sprained ankles, both questionable for this week. Wagner has a better chance to play. Diggs is doubtful. How much does this hurt you guys?
I think I have Diggs in two leagues, but I haven't been starting them. So
I'm playing this week in a
kicker defense.
Kicker defense league.
Right.
I guess I do have third place.
Yeah, you get those third place trophies are important.
Yeah.
Man.
This is true.
They are. Mike Daniels to IR, and Devin Kennard exited the game. I didn't catch what injury that was. Daniels is probably significant for IDP. Kennard, not so much.
But Daniels hasn't played all year.
Yeah, the last couple weeks, though, he's been getting increased snaps. Raekwon McMillan, hamstring. A lot of hamstring injuries this week. I didn't see a prognosis on this. Did you guys?
Nope.
I have not.
Okie dokie. Tackerist McKinley, shoulder injury to IR. That's not a huge, huge hurt.
Mm-hmm.
This one is, though, Dalvin Cook, shoulder injury. What's the latest on that?
We have no latest. It sounded better than what I originally anticipated, I guess, but I don't know. I'll talk to Dalvin Cook later, too.
Yeah, I saw they said he probably could play if he needed to this week.
Well, he might need to because they're in the thick of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a good game. What is that, the Monday night or the Sunday night? That's the Monday night game, right?
Yeah, it's
Monday night. Yeah,
not Sunday.
Yeah, I might have to skip F3 for that one.
Yeah, that's
just gonna be totally honest.
No, that's a solid game. Yeah. Josh Allen, shoulder injury, defense, not offense. That's not great.
No, it's not. He's been good this year.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been great. Suggs to the Chiefs. We just talked about that. Saints claim Jackrabbit. Talked about that. Stafford to IR. There you go.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, took him long enough. Kareem Jackson suspended two games for, I think it was the substance abuse policy. He's a pretty good streaming corner, so that somewhat hurts. They got you guys this week, right? Broncos got Detroit.
Yeah. He's actually a good starting corner. I think he was top five, top 10 last year.
Yeah, so that hurts a little bit. Jay Glazer confirmed, this is just for you, Sean, the Odell wants out report, and multiple Browns said, come get me this week. Out loud.
Out loud to who?
To the other team across the field. Not even kidding. That actually happened.
That's crazy.
I know. Kitchens is just like, Jesus. Did you see him get into it with Landry?
Yeah. How is he not fired already?
Worse than Hugh Jackson?
I have no idea.
They're winning more games.
True. True. But they should be winning way more games. Like,
I mean, yes and no. I mean, you think about it, like So they definitely added a little bit this year, but like last year they had a talented roster and they were trash under Hugh Jackson. Like they didn't come on until they got rid of him. I think it's just more dysfunctional this year, if that's possible.
Yep. So all that happened. And the Shaq Barrett tracker, once again, my booty hole's getting tossed, not Sean's. And the Odell Beckham tracker, he stinks.
He's still better than what Calvin Ridley is right now.
That is correct.
How did Chris Carson do this week?
Really well.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. Two touchdowns.
I don't have any shares of him, so I didn't see.
No, neither do I. I know he had two touchdowns. Yeah. I think he had like 80 or 90 rushing yards.
Yeah, well, it didn't help.
Interestingly enough, I didn't play against him anywhere either. I wonder what percentage of championship rosters he's on, because I wonder if he's just been like on and off lately through the playoff run that it just hurts some people. But yeah, I don't know. I'd have to look into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, that's it.
All right. So before we get moving, let's talk about how we did this week. Johnny, you want to start that off?
Sure. 1-4 in sleeper, including a loss by, 0.3-something?
Yeah, 0-3 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Me, Sean, and Biddy all had our final scores within 1 point of each other to determine who goes to the to the championship, and I lost by less than a point.
Joey came pretty close, too.
Yeah.
Your score,
Joey was coming back.
The matchup was 265.87 versus 265.46.
Yeah, pretty damn close.
What did Joey and I end up at?
266.94 and 247.88.
Okay, it wasn't as close as I thought. He had me scared for a little bit there with Breeze going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So that was awfully close. 4-3 in Yahoo. 0-1 in my fantasy league. 5-8 total. I'm in 5 title games. I'm winning a minimum of $420, maximum of $1,150. Lost $10 in FanDuel. I'm at 183 for best ball. How about you guys?
Dope.
I'm in 4 championships, which is, I don't know, not as great as what I was hoping going into the week. It really looked like I was going to win every single league, and then everything fell apart so quickly, like so fucking quickly. It was just like horrible. I literally, so like to give you an idea, I was working on doing a Photoshop for my championship run in one of these leagues to drop in the league chat. And it took me about 20, 30 minutes. And by the time I was done and I went to drop it in the league chat, I was only up 2 points. I was up 60 20 minutes ago. It was just like, Jesus. Oh my God. So yeah, shit just fell apart in a hurry. But I made 4. I guess I'll take it.
Yeah. You know what? I was going through similar. The momentum felt like it turned. I knew I was in trouble. So I went on Twitter and I promised the fantasy gods that I would take, quote, a handful of laxatives, end quote, if Michael Thomas, DeMario Davis, and Cam Jordan could save my life. They did, and...
Oh, he's done it.
Nate, read this on the back. How many should I take?
All right, let's look at this here. This is from Walgreens, stool softener plus stimulant laxative. This is off-brand. It's gentle, but gentle but dependable, relief in 6 to 12 hours, and there's 60 tablets. Usage are for overnight relief from occasional constipation, irregularity, generally produces bowel movement in 6 to 12 hours. Mm. Directions for adults and children 12 years and older, take 2 to 4 tablets daily. Take only by mouth, not by anal.
Mm. Okay, so 4 maximum?
Yeah. So what do we got here? John's opening the bottle.
I don't have video right now, so I don't even...
Yeah, no, we'll do 4.
Just 4?
Yeah, 4 is good.
Okay.
I love how they call it relief.
Taking it with a Red Bull.
But why?
Oh, and we have touchdown. It is... All right, stick out your tongue. Yeah, there it is.
Because I promised the fantasy guys and they delivered. That's why.
Promise them
something else, man.
I wanted something that would get their attention.
I think that you're going to need to make an update on Twitter
Oh yeah, you want me to just post a photo
of the dookie in the toilet or in the pants? Better Jesus. If it's in the pants.
Yeah.
So this is probably going to kick in like sometime around work tomorrow.
Oh yeah, we've got check this out. We've got a chili cook-off at work tomorrow.
Oh man, make sure you eat some Chipotle before that chili.
Oh, that's going to be horrid. Yeah. How did you do this week, Nate?
Much like your pants will be tomorrow, it was a shit stain. I probably had like my worst week all year, and this was the worst time to have it. I had an awesome use of Rashad Perriman in one league, only to be 10 points behind and have the other guy have Drew Brees going into Monday night. So that didn't work out. Johnny exacted his revenge on me multiple times. And the only league I was able to get up over him on was this snap league. Where it's only kickers and defense. And I haven't had to set a lineup since week one because after the draft, two of my guys retired. And so I made one trade with Trader Joe to get Sly, and that's been it.
Who are you facing in the finals? It's Lamont, right?
No, I'm facing Shroot Farms.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Lamont.
Did I tell you about the league where I drafted Telvin Smith and he retired on me mid-draft?
Yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that league, I'm just looking at it right now. My top three picks IDP in that league were in no particular order, Telvin Smith, Miles Garrett, and Jamal Adams. Talk about just like an epic fucking shit show.
Oh God.
I'm in the championship in that one. That's one of the ones I made the championship in. It's just fucking crazy.
Yeah.
What did you plug those holes with?
Let's see what I got his there. I went super heavy on, I can't pull it up right now, but I went super heavy on IDP in that one. So I basically like ended up saving my entire season with just a bunch of studs on defense. Specifically Shaquille Barrett has been carrying me a little bit.
Who'd you replace?
But yeah, my offense isn't even that good.
Who'd you replace Adams with last couple weeks?
So I had Justin Reed. Let me see if I can just pull up this roster. I'm hoping I don't lose you here. We'll see.
Speaking of Shaq Barrett, didn't he just beat the franchise record for sacks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So here's this roster. So defense, I'm starting. I got Max Crosby, Carlos Dunlap. Nice. Are the ones that I picked up there. Mm-hmm. Shaquille Barrett and then Corey Littleton. Mm-hmm. And then actually I hit on a bunch of rookie safeties is what it is. Cause I got Taylor Rapp. I have Darnell Savage. And then let's see. Yeah, then I've been starting Justin Coleman, and then there he is, Kareem Jackson. Should probably do something about that.
Yeah.
Jordan Hicks in that league, and Devondre Campbell as well in the flex. So.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I actually just hit really, really good value. Jason Pierre-Paul has been playing pretty well for me.
Mm-hmm.
I have Sheldon Rankins in that one too, motherfucker. But yeah, no, it's been a really good year in that one. That was not one that I expected to win the championship in, though.
Yes, sir. We got to do what we got to do, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Also, I was eliminated this week. Oh. My eliminator. Finally, the tracker. I got into the top three.
Yeah.
Which was pretty cool. Next year, I want to play more eliminators, more best ball. I think that I enjoy that.
Yeah.
Just watching it and stuff. So
there you go.
All right, now is the part of the show, the gut checks, where we pair together two sets of defenders and one set of offensive players. We talk about them, then tweet them out, and discuss the tweets the week after. Funny story, we had technical difficulties last week, so we're just going to talk about this week's gut checks. Johnny?
Alrighty. This week. So, first one is a pair of running backs here, both rookie running backs. And these guys were pretty close in the league. I tucked this in, and I thought this was just an interesting dynasty question. So, Miles Sanders or Devin Singletary? On the year, Sanders has 687 rush yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, 42 receptions, 433 receiving yards, 3 receiving touchdowns, 1 fumble lost. Singletary, 729 rush yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, 28 receptions, 192 receiving yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 fumble lost. I like both these guys. I have a ton of Singletary. I just felt the writing on the wall. You know, Gore's old and Singletary was incredible in college.
McCoy was there at the beginning of the year too, wasn't he?
He was on the way out the door.
Yeah.
I was going to say he was still on the roster when people were doing their drafts, though.
Right.
I think I'm going to go Singletary for no reason at all. What do you guys think?
I'm going Miles Sanders. He's my dude. I'm going to talk more about Sanders in a little bit here.
Yeah, he was really good on Penn State. He was on one of my title-winning teams last year for college. He was really good.
Yeah. I think he's in one of my pinned tweet somewhere in my pinned tweet thread because he was definitely somebody where people really didn't like him at first when the process started, and I wasn't quite sure why. I was big fan of him as RB2 behind Josh Jacobs, and I think once people kind of separated him from Barkley, people started to warm up to the idea a little bit more.
No, he's been really good, especially lately. He's been incredible lately. I'm happy with either. Do you think either of these guys has anything to worry about the 2020 class?
I think both of them do. I don't think that either of them, I think they'll bring in somebody with both of them, maybe not within the draft class, but in free agency somewhere. Mm-hmm. I think both teams want to run a committee, and I think Miles Sanders is more apt to be a lead feature back carrying a heavier workload, but the Eagles are more likely to want to run a true committee. So it's tough to say, but I think that where they're at in terms of their role is probably about what they're going to stay. They might tick up their volume a little bit, but I think this is kind of what you should be expecting.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. I feel like Devin Singletary has kind of grown into a bigger role, you know, with them letting LeSean McCoy go. They've got Frank Gore, who's just like a zombie at this point. And I think is he on a 1-year deal?
Gore?
Yeah, Gore.
No, I think he's at the end of a multi-year deal, right?
Is it? Because I'm just wondering if Gore is going to leave. I mean, I'm sure they're going to bring in someone going up behind Singletary, but I feel like the Bills are more likely to have to use a running back, and Singletary can it shows that he can definitely do the workload.
Well said.
Okay, but I mean, so like, what is Singletary doing for workload right now? Because I think that, like, if you had to guess without looking, what do you think Singletary is getting on a week to week basis?
15 to 20 touches.
Yeah, I mean,
what is he?
I guess down the stretch he's sitting at 15 to 20 carries, and that kind of popped off week 11. So basically, like right hitting
week
11.
I feel like they eased him in.
He was hurt there for a couple weeks too.
Well, yeah,
he was hurt for a while. But they kind of used him mostly in the passing game through week 10, where he had. So like in the 4 games he played, he had 6 targets, 4 targets, 6 targets. And only one of those games he had more than 8 carries. Granted, that game he had 20 carries. I don't know. It's just a very strange workload I'm looking at right now. But you're right. He is getting a ton of carries. I would be surprised if they didn't bring somebody in to lighten that, though. I guess I would be surprised.
I don't think there's anything. There's no such thing as a workhorse running back in the NFL anymore. Like,
well,
very
a,
few.
A couple, but yeah.
Very few.
Yeah.
But I think Devin Singletary is definitely has the opportunity to be, you know, the lead of a committee.
Sure.
You know, right. The guy you want.
I guess I think that's what both him and Sanders are going to be.
True. Yeah.
Where do we think the people go with on this?
Singletary.
Yeah.
I think the people go Sanders probably, but
we'll see.
I don't mind them going either way. It doesn't really like, I don't think that there's evidence to point one way or the other strongly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that the Philadelphia running back committee has been so shaken up and like, you know, Jay Ajayi coming in and, who else was in there?
Jordan Howard.
There's just been so many names floating around. It just seems like it's up in the air. While like Miles Sanders is a good running back, I just think that there's a lot of questions there and people are going to go with Singletary because he's been doing well and there's not as many questions. It's been like McCoy, Gore, Singletary. Then McCoy was gone. Then it was Gore, Singletary. You know, there's not a whole lot of...
I mean, I guess if you look at it though, I mean, Sanders hasn't had the same exact workload as Singletary, but so he had 11, 12, 17, 15, 19, and then tack on 4 targets, 5 targets, 5 targets, 5 targets, 6 targets. So, right. I mean, like the one thing you can say is that, yeah, there've been a lot of pieces like moving around Philly, but he's been the one mainstay there, mm-hmm. with the exception of the couple of weeks early in the season after he had his fumble issues.
Logically, you are correct, but groupthink generally is not as intelligent.
Right. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
All righty. Next one, pair of young linebackers. Zach Cunningham, who's been absolutely fucking on fire lately, is this right? This is right. 93 solo tackles, 40 assists on the season so far. That's batshit crazy. 2 sacks, 1 pass defense, no picks, no forced fumbles. Up against my main man, Tremaine Edmonds, who's also been hot as Chipotle diarrhea lately. 62 solo tackles, 43 assists, 1.5 sacks, 1 safety, 9 pass defense, 1 picks, no forced fumbles. I want Tremaine Edmonds because he'll see more time on the field. I like him better, and that's all I need to say.
Yeah, I'm not going to say no to 130 tackles.
That is a lot of tackles.
Yeah.
He's put up the majority of that in the last 3 weeks, if you look at it, which is kind of crazy.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think if I'm riding somebody into the championship, it's going to be Zach Cunningham.
Yeah. Who do they get? Oh, they got Tampa this week. That's not great.
Yeah. John, where did you have Tremaine Edmonds ranked going into the season?
1.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I think I agree with Sean on this as far as going into this coming week. But Tremaine Edmonds for the future is solid choice.
So this week you'd rather have Zach Cunningham against the Bucks that don't run the ball at all instead of Tremaine Edmonds against the Patriots.
Okay, you got me.
Thank you. All righty. Last but not least, the senior clapper of cheeks, Matt Ioannidis versus Sam Hubbard. These guys are both, so Ioannidis was 16, 2016. Hubbard was what, 18?
Yep.
Okay. Ioannidis on the season, 36 solo tackles, 20 assists, 8.5 sacks, 0 pass defense, 0 interceptions, 0 forced fumbles. Hubbard, 39 solo tackles, 24 assists, 6 sacks, 3 pass defense, no picks, 1 forced fumble. They both have a nice, bright future dynasty-wise. I think I want Hubbard by a little bit. Dunlap's going away. It's going to be him and Lawson for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I really like what Hubbard's been able to do this year. I've been very happy with him. I think I'm sticking with Hubbard here.
I like Hubbard. I don't have him anywhere. I have a ton of Ioannidis because his price was dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Like week 2 waiver wire pickup, dirt cheap. Cheap. Clapping cheeks.
Yeah, that's how a lot of people got him this year.
Yeah. So, you know, these guys are both great. But if you're not talking price, Hubbard.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll see what the people think.
All right. So let's jump into a listener question. We take this. If you'd like to submit a question, you can call us at 313-986-1473. leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. Also, you can tweet at us at IDP Guys or become a subscriber and get into our subscriber chat and ask all the questions you want, and do that at idpguys.org. So this comes from the subscriber chat, Chris W., correct?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, how safe or how much trust do you have in McLaurin for finals week?
It's all Sean.
Who do they have this week?
Jesus, I think it's the Giants. I don't know.
I have him in almost every league, so I can just pull him up.
Giants.
Yep, Giants.
I got the Giants. I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, that's not bad. It's not bad at all.
Yeah, I mean, and it's the thing is like from a fantasy perspective, it's not him that I'm worried about. It's Haskins, which obviously plays into his value, but which sucks. I don't like that he's tied to Haskins over the next couple of years.
Mm. For this week, though, yeah, I think you're looking good. Giants pass rush is essentially non-existent besides like Marcus Golden, and they got one other guy from Clemson there, don't they? Tomlinson, Dalvin Tomlinson.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it.
Yeah, it's not great.
Leonard Williams and yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Cool. All right, now is the time we look at our past week and talk steak and salad. Johnny, what's your steak?
My steak this week was, how about them Cowboys? All's right in Jerry World. Garrett gets to keep his jab for a week.
For a week.
We turned the Rams assholes inside out on national television. It was beautiful.
Mm.
And Michael Thomas joins the UMCCTTC.
Something about that is clappers.
Ultra mega cheek clapper 10,000 club.
I need to make like shirts for this. Clapping cheeks.
Sean, what was your steak?
Jesus Christ. My steak, I guess, is making 4 championships.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
So my stake was finishing admirably in Scott Fish Bowl. I got to conference finals and placed, I think, 5th or 6th this week. You had to be number 1 to advance, but considering last year I was at the bottom of my division, going this far was pretty good.
Do we know anyone in finals next week?
I was looking through. I didn't see anyone. Stompy's not there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the odds of him doing
it. Yeah, that would have been insane. Right. But he made it as this far, too.
Oh, wow.
He was still playing.
Nice.
But, yeah, no, I think everyone, let's see if I can pull up real quick. They had a graphic. Here it is. These are all either fans, a lot of fans this year.
Wow.
Nope, no one. Not even like brands that I really know of.
Really?
Yeah, well, DFF had one person go. Outside of that, it's like more of the big name, like Roto World, Roto Viz.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Number Fire is.
Yeah.
But, yep.
All right. Salads.
Salad.
Time to toss some salad. Patriots win convincingly, and the stat correct gods are fickle. And it's exactly what I just said. No need to elaborate.
Yeah, salad is the rest of my playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that when we get to the over-under, Matt. That's where all of my venting is coming out.
Ooh, baby. I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready.
So yeah, lost all my playoff games that mattered. That's my salad.
Yeah,
it's 'tis the season. But all right, so let's get further into the week in review and go with our over, met expectations, and underwhelmed. Johnny, who's your over?
Jonathan Allen, once again, one of the most consistent and productive defensive tackles this year by far. Danielle Hunter was clapping cheeks again this week. And Donald Payne had another huge week after, once again, everyone sweating whether or not he would actually fucking play because the Jags coaches were talking about putting in Leon Jacobs or Joe Giles Harris this week. So that was fun. I can't tell you how much fun that was leading up to it.
Bet.
So, Jameis Winston going completely off on the Detroit Lions, while not totally unexpected, like that stat line was just fucking stupid to face in the fantasy playoffs. Then go to the running backs. I faced Kenyon Drake in three leagues. Somebody started Kenyon Drake against me. Got knocked out in two of my leagues where I lost by 2 points or less in two of these leagues by Miles Sanders, dude, who I had was so infatuated with as a running back coming into the season. I get my shit kicked in by him. Brashad Perriman actually faced him in a league one place. Jamison Crowder would have won those two leagues that I lost by 2 points if I would have played him over two players that I'll get to in a little bit here. And then I got my shit stomped by George Kittle.
Yeah. Nate had Lamar Jackson on Thursday in your home league. And I was like, boy, that's a lot of points. Would be a shame if Jameis Winston went against the worst defense in the league and did more than that, which he did.
Yeah, let me see if I can look at this thing here real quick. Yeah, so, well, Jackson got pulled. This is the difference was Jackson was beating the shit out of that
team.
He had
no yards either. That was the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Winston, Detroit kind of started coming back.
Little comeback there. Yeah.
So it kept, because I kept thinking like, oh, fuck.
Right. When Tampa was up like 21 zip, I was like, that's great, but Lions got to start scoring here.
Yeah. Well, I did have Thomas, but that didn't do anything at that point.
No, because Breeze just kept throwing touchdowns to Taysom Hill.
Yeah, I had a pretty solid like lineup. Other than if I could have swapped out Montgomery for, there was someone on my bench, but like I had Kittle, Higbee went off, Carson, Thomas, Jackson. Like you would think that that would be the roster for the, you know, the winning team. Nope. You had Winston, Tyreek Hill went crazy, Julio Jones, Nick Chubb, fucking Kelsey, James White. Ugh. Yeah.
Yep.
Just curb stomped me.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah. Boston Scott, I picked him up.
Oh, you going went with Boston Scott?
No, I picked him up that week just on a whim.
Yeah.
And if I could have swapped him out for Singletary, I wouldn't have won, but it would have just been even more.
Wait, you picked him up and then played him over Singletary?
I did not. I'm saying that if I had, it would have been the better move.
That's crazy. Yeah.
But it wouldn't have been something I'd done because...
Who would?
Yeah, who would do that?
Right.
Like, I just picked him up on a whim thinking if he had a good game, maybe I'd start him in the playoff, in the finals. So.
All righty. Met expectations.
I did not give my over.
Sorry. Thought we did that.
Nope. Kenny Clark.
Yeah.
6 solo, 2 assists, 3 for a loss, 2 sacks.
Massive game.
Did he make the ultimate mega cheek clapper?
How many sacks did he have?
2.
No, he's a 5,000 member.
Oh.
10,000 is 3.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
3 in a game?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go with Met.
Cameron Hayward once again. Career year for Cameron Hayward. Tremaine Edmonds once again. Still on fire. And Fred Warner bounced back very nicely this week.
Cooper Kupp decided to play some snaps this week. Mark Andrews continues to be good. James Conner back in the lineup, put up like 12 points or something. And then a similar dagger to the heart, like Miles Sanders. One of my games came down to Baker Mayfield on the goal line, fourth down, and he just stabbed me in the back. So, he put up 20 points against me. That wasn't great.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about the revenge game this week? I feel like Cleveland's going to get their shit kicked in, pushed in, like prison style. Get their shit pushed in.
Like with the.
Because remember that the last time they played the Ravens, they crushed them. Chubb went crazy, had like 200 yards, two or three touchdowns.
I think that Freddie Kitchens has just been lulling everyone to sleep all year just to show up for this game.
This is the like, game right here.
He's like, yeah, okay, so fuck the season. But if we go out there and like, what's easier, to go out there and beat the potential Super Bowl Ravens twice or to win the Super Bowl ourselves? You know, like,
he's like,
maybe if we just beat the Ravens twice, people will respect us.
That's a bold move there, Cotton.
It is.
Yeah. All right. So my Met is Tracy Walker. Mm-hmm. 5 solo, 2 assists, and 1 pass defense. Solid, solid game.
Yep. Yep. He's good. All righty. Underproduced.
Yep.
Frank Clark, Trey Flowers. Frank Clark had the flu, so I'm going to give him a pass. Trey Flowers, disappointing. Trey Flowers, expect better out of you. And Minka Fitzpatrick has been in a really, really bad funk this week, to the point where I'm thinking about not playing him this week in the championship game in that IDP Open, where, you know, if he went off, it would be like a 40-point game with that ridiculous scoring. But I don't believe in him anymore. I don't. Not now. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
So, the underperform, the list of people on my shit list that fucked up my fantasy seasons. Kirk Cousins. God damn it. Dalvin Cook going down. God damn it. Devin Singletary, I just needed 2 yards out of you, and you got stuffed at the line of scrimmage like 4 times, only to have Frank Gore come in and get 6 yards.
The fumbles, too.
Yep. Then, people, I could have started Jamison Crowder over, but didn't. Tyler Boyd and Deebo Samuel, both of them. If I would have started Crowder over either of them, I get another win each. And then Austin Hooper.
Hooper had that touchdown, though. And did you see that on the replay? That they called it a drop, but it was like technically a touchdown.
Yes. Unfortunately, technically doesn't really help.
Yeah.
But yeah, so those were the unfortunate players that unfortunately ended my seasons.
Gotcha. Mine under is Denzel Ward with 1 solo tackle.
Yeah. In the week before, he had like a career game too. Yeah. So it's unfortunate.
That it is. All right. So let's kick it off with some The Last Shotgun waiver segment.
Yay.
Yay.
All right. Well, Johnny told me I'm required to talk about all these players. You know, I don't. Okay, so let's just start with this. Breshad Perriman, don't pick him up and don't start him. Like, he's going to let you down. He's been bad for 5 years, and you're going to go and play him in your championship week off 1 good week. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Mike Boone, don't do it. 3rd string running back, you've got to have better options out there. In fact, like, Dalvin Cook is probably going to play. I don't even know what you want me to say about these
guys. What if there's no Cook, no Madison? Would you play him then?
No, because, like, what kind of state would your roster have to be in to play Mike Boone in your championship?
It would just have to have lost Dalvin Cook and you didn't get Madison, and they're both not playing.
Okay, but you don't have any backup running backs?
I mean, at this state in the game, we just put 13 guys in IR last week.
Yeah, okay. If you don't have a single running back on your roster, go ahead and play Mike Boone.
Thank you.
Similarly, Anthony Miller's probably not on your waiver wire after the last couple of weeks. You probably don't want to start him if you don't have to. Greg Ward. I mean, really just down the line, the only guy that I'm really interested in here is Alexander Mattison. Jonnu Smith, Alexander Mattison, if he's playing and Dalvin Cook's not. Jonnu Smith, if you really need a tight end. OJ Howard, if you really need a tight end. Will Greer, if you really need a quarterback and it's super flex. Deontay Johnson is really good, but it's going to be hit or miss because quarterback play is not great. Kenny Stills, I don't know a situation where you would want to play him. Jared Cook, same thing with OJ Howard, Jonnu Smith. Tony Pollard, he's a handcuff with upside, and if Zeke goes down, great. Otherwise, you're just kind of hoping that game script works out for him, and he could very well lay a dud for you. Justin Watson, you don't want to be starting him. Same with Steven Sims. Wes Hills, absolutely not. Chris Conley, you really don't want to start anybody on Miami other than Devontae Parker. Adrian Peterson is fine. He's probably not on your waiver wire. And if he is, I don't know what kind of state you'd have to be in to want to start him because he doesn't catch passes. And then AJ Green is not coming back this season.
Right. And these aren't my things. This is Yahoo, man. Thousands of people are picking these people up.
I know. And I'm saying that those people should not be picking up. Like when I'm going through these waivers, like my objective opinion is that you should avoid making any of these moves going into your championship week. Because if you are playing these guys, you're probably making a mistake because people do it every year where they get too cute with their lineups and they go and they sit somebody because, oh, look, like the Vikings run the ball X amount of times. And with Dalvin Cook down and Mike Boone starting, like he could blow up for 5 touchdowns. And it's like, yeah, he could blow up for 5 touchdowns or he could get you like 34 yards and no touchdowns. And you ended up killing your season over a stupid waiver wire move you made.
Because they just threw more with Kirk Cousins rather than running the ball with their stud white running back.
Just like to me, it's you don't mess with stuff this close to the end of the year unless like you really feel good about it. And there's nothing here that I really feel good about going into next week. Yeah, obviously, like if you got absolutely decimated with injuries last week and your rosters completely falling apart, limping into the championship, then yeah, you can take a look at some of these guys to like fill in. But like, you're not going to feel like when you're in that situation, you're picking up anybody you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's just why I wanted us to talk about it. Cause there's someone out there that has to look at this shit. You know what I mean? Like you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that.
That's why I go as deep as I do in my instant reaction article. I mean, fucking Kevin Pierre-Lewis, like, you're not going to have a good time if that's who you need to rely on this week. But there are leagues out there where that's a legitimately, people are fighting over getting fucking Kevin Pierre-Lewis this week. Like, as crazy as that is.
Yeah, I set up a league this year that was all IDP, 30 roster spots, starting 6 at each position.
Jesus Christ.
With 16 people, 16 teams.
I would love to see what your defensive tackle 6 looks like.
yeah, I did not do well in that league.
All righty. Defensive waivers. I'd like to shout out the dude in our subscriber chat that gave me the tip on the NFL Jesus, the front page where you can see guys that are listed where they actually started despite what their designation is. Cause I found he was telling me about a couple of guys I didn't know about like Daryl. So Jamal Adams went out. There was no Blake Countess. There was no Matthias Farley. Therefore there's no strong safety. However, Daryl Roberts has been playing some strong safety. I don't watch the Jets games. Do you guys?
No,
there you go. So
not if I, but.
Right. Exactly. That's not must see TV for me. But yeah, apparently this part of Jesus shows you that. So that's really cool. Thank you. I appreciate it. Anyway, Daryl Roberts, corner, playing safety, 97% of snaps. If you can plug him into a legit corner spot, get safety production, that's a great thing. Jermaine Pratt was up to 75% of snaps this week. He's looking pretty good for the Bengals, actually. Jared Davis to IR, therefore Jelani Tavai had a decent week, played 93% of snaps. Kevin Pierre-Louis in for Roquan, played 80% of snaps, had a decent game, like 5 solo tackles and some other stuff. Vince Beagle had a nice game for the Dolphins. We've talked about him, 81% of snaps at linebacker. Eric Rowe, same deal as Roberts, corner playing safety for the Dolphins. Not a great statistical game, but he's in the right spot. If you need to plug him in, you know, you can plug him in as a corner and get a little more consistency because he's a safety. That's a good thing. Same deal with Julian Love. Cody Barton. Oh, Cody Barton. Gotcha. Linebacker Seahawks was in for Michael Kendricks this week. Actually had a really nice game. I didn't write down his snap count, though, so.
I think I have him on a taxi squad somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Kendricks might be back this week, too, so be careful with that. Also be careful with Donald Payne and Austin Calitro. They're playing weak side and middle linebacker, but the last 2 weeks it's been, will the Jags pull the rug out from under us? And that would be just like them to do that in championship week. Will Compton is the new leading linebacker for the Raiders. Dahir Whitehead only played 60% of snaps this week. Nicholas Morrow, 39%. Will Compton played 100%, had like 9 or 10 combined tackles. So that was interesting. Sheldrick Red Wine, 100% of snaps. Playing safety with Demarius Randall there on the Browns. Had a nice game. If you need safety help, there you go. Joe Walker was up there again, 83% this week. Had a nice week. The Chargers linebacker mess continues. It was Thomas Davis leading the way this week with 82%. Drew Tranquil fell to 55% because, I don't know. You got me. Sean Lee played 59% of the snaps for the Cowboys. Had a massive game, but that's not ideal going into the finals week. That's not a ton of playing time. And Marcel Harris filled in for Jaquiski Tartt. Had strong safety with the 49ers. Had a nice game. If you need safety help and Tartt's help, Tartt's out, that's a good option. And that's about it. Thank you.
Grover Stewart. That's my defensive tackle 6.
I don't even know who that is.
Hold on. I want to hear what you would do with him on waivers though, Johnny.
In Nate's league, I'd play him because you have to play 6 defensive tackles. What team is he even on?
Colts. Defensive tackle Colts.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, when you get down to the 6th at a position,
yeah,
you're basically looking at guys who could make points. So like this guy is super spotty. He had one good game week 5, and then generally he's like 3-2 points, and then we'll have a couple good games and go back down. Like you can't get consistency at that level, but wow, it's streaming.
Yeah. Jesus.
Off the waiver.
That's pretty deep.
Yeah. It was a fun league. I'm going to do it again next year. I enjoyed it, but it was, and then the scoring is so ridiculous that like one sack, Davenport had 2 sacks and scored 40 points.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So
that's wild.
Johnny the Greek.
Brought to you by a special partnership with StatementGames.com, a DFS-style game centered around Vegas betting. Join us playing this free game that allows you to rank statements by confidence to win coins. Coins can be exchanged for gift cards, but don't forget to spin the wheel for more free coins each day. This season, the IDP guys will be partnering for the Sunday Night Game Contest, giving away gear to the tournament winner. Johnny will be highlighting his top 3 statements for each week for this tournament, keeping track how he does each week. So, Johnny the Greek, how did you do last Sunday?
What was last Sunday's game? Oh, was that Steelers? Yeah, that was...
We do this every week.
Steelers-Bills, right? Yeah, 17-10. I said it was going to be a field goal game. There were 2 touchdowns and 3 field goals, so that was a half right. I think I called the under, so that was right. Field goal parts were not right, so I probably didn't do too well.
Mm.
This week we've got Chiefs at Bears, which is actually, you know, another pretty good Sunday night game. How do you guys think this one's going to go? Because I think KC is just going to blow them away. What do you guys think, though?
Yeah, I'd say that's probably a safe bet.
Yeah, I'm going with KC defense over 1.5 turnovers since they're all going to be over the flu that they had this week, which will be good. And KC defense over 2.5 sacks and Mahomes over 2.5 touchdown passes.
Nice. All righty. So if you want to play statement games with us, go to idpguys.org, click the banner at the top that will bring you right into statementgames.com. One click through Facebook or Google accounts will get you in. Choose the IDP Guys Sunday night contest to play with us, and tournament winner gets some gear. I think they had ugly sweaters this past week.
Those are actually really nice,
which was pretty cool. So they've been doing some good stuff, and we enjoy them as sponsors. Johnny, finish up your segment.
I had Patriots minus 10 at Cincy last week. That was absolutely correct. 49ers minus 11 Atlanta didn't go so good. 49ers, yikes.
Yeah.
Not a good look. You could definitely tell their secondary is fucked up. They're missing Tart. They're missing Sherman. They're missing Mosley. It's hurting them. It's hurting them. Definitely. So 16-14 on the air. I'm taking KC minus 5.5 at the Bears. I think they just destroy them. And I'm taking Buffalo plus 6.5 at home against the Patriots. What do you guys think of that one?
No.
I think they cover. I don't think they win.
I don't think they cover.
It's division.
Right. So here's my thinking. They already played this game at New England, and it was a 6-point game, I believe.
Yeah.
And they're in a different place right now. They just clinched playoffs. They've got 10 wins. They're playing really good defense. The Patriots offense looks like dog shit. This is going to be at a fired up Buffalo home crowd. I think just everything's trending Buffalo's way. And I think that's what I think they'll cover. They'll still lose, but I think they can lose by like a field goal.
Okay. I see it. I don't know if I buy it, but I see where you're coming from.
I'd like to go to that game. You know what I mean? That seems like that would be a great game to go to. Like Bills Mafia. You already know you're in playoffs, like,
right?
You know,
they're just gonna go crazy.
Yeah,
think about how many tables are gonna be harmed.
Yeah, they're gonna break a lot of tables.
Oh, I hope there's some videos of people fucking up their table breaking, the guy who like misses.
Yeah, did you guys
over
right? Did you guys see the one of the guy that like broke his neck almost?
He was fine actually. I did see that though. Yeah.
No shit.
Those are great.
He didn't look fine.
No, he didn't look fine at all. But then somebody commented and was like, hey, by the way, this is my friend. Like, he went to the hospital, but he's all good. He just had a concussion.
Oh, God.
We've been trying to get up to Buffalo for a game for about 2 years now.
Yeah.
Hopefully sometime that gets figured out. Because
right.
I want to see this in person. I want to drink with like a Buffalo fan and watch them jump in. And onto a table.
They do a lot of cool like traditions there too. There's the ketchup guy and the mustard guy. You guys know about that?
No.
No.
Inform us.
There's this dude that is part of their pregame get fired up thing. He hands out ketchup and mustard bottles to everyone, and then he lays on the ground and everyone squirts him with ketchup and mustard before the game.
So like condiment bukkake?
It is condiment bukkake. Exactly.
A bunch of fucking weirdos.
Yeah, that's like one of their pregame things. Yeah, it's fairly strange.
I could see how that would get me fired up for football.
I mean, it probably would be fun to, you know, spray the dude with fucking ketchup and mustard.
I'd like to do it with mayonnaise.
Jesus Christ.
All right, so make sure you're following us at IDP Guys. Individually, I'm at Nate Cheat. John is at OrangeMan3142, and Sean is at Lanny1925. Subscribe to the show. Go to idpguys.org. On the right side sidebar, there are links to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and an RSS feed for the podcatcher of your choice. While you're there, subscribe to our premium content, $1 a month. Get in now at the yearly price when we're going to be doing a whole remodel, which will include a increase in that price. So lock it in now, and you will be good through next year, for next season. And also follow us on YouTube, Writer Digest Network, R-E-I-T-E-R. We're going to be doing a lot of videos this off season. We got a lot of great stuff planned, that I can't really release yet, but, we're taking that next step. We got a lot of good content coming. Also, if you're looking for a fantasy football t-shirt, myfantasyfootballshirt.com, some great designs. I'm going to get that cheek clapper shirt made for you, Johnny. We'll get that out there. Maybe we'll make a club logo for like the Feet and Meat podcast.
Nice.
Something like that with the cheek clapper 10,000 mega ultra whatever.
Absolutely. Good
and
luck.
Where can you wear that shirt? Where can you wear that to?
I'd wear it everywhere. I don't care. Good luck.
Wear it to work.
Good luck to everyone in their finals this week. And I'm going to steal Tom Brady's poop and cram it up my ass.
Protect Baby Yoda.